$4 million ad blitz exposes transgender radicalism of Joe Biden and Democrats. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 3, 2020. A $4 million digital ad campaign released Thursday seeks to expose the transgender radicalism that is supported and promoted by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and other Democrats, including Senator Gary Peters, DME. American Principles Project, APB, and its affiliated PAC, announced the launch of the ad blitz that will target persuadable Democrats and independent voters in key swing states, most notably with a $2 million spend in Michigan, a press release said. The ads draw attention to both Biden's and incumbent U.S. Senator Gary Peters, DME, support for policies that could encourage young children, who claim to be uncomfortable with their biological sex, to follow a course of transgender medical interventions that is irreversible. The ad campaign also exposes the Democrats' support for policies that allow biological males to compete in women's sports. "Transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time," Biden tweeted in January. "There is no room for compromise when it comes to basic human rights." LGBT advocacy group the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, has endorsed Peters, who is a co-sponsor of the Equality Act, which HRC described as crucial federal legislation that would finally guarantee explicit, permanent protections for LGBTQ people under our nation's existing civil rights laws. HRC added Peters, who is running in Michigan against Republican John James, has a demonstrated record of support for LGBTQ people and families and has been a steadfast ally throughout his time in public service. Terry Schilling, App Executive Director, said in the wake of the Democratic National Convention last month, "It's clear Joe Biden is trying to run a back-to-normal campaign. But his platform is anything but normal, in fact, it's more radical than ever." A poll conducted by App and SPRY Strategies in July found that, among Michigan voters, the Democrats' views on transgender medical treatments for minors and biological males competing in women's sports are unpopular. According to the poll results, 79% of Michigan voters opposed allowing children under the age of 18 who claim to identify as transgender to undergo sex change surgeries or hormone treatments. In addition, 78% of Michigan voters opposed allowing biological males who claim to identify as transgender to compete in women's sports. Schilling said, "Biden and his fellow Democrats have pledged to use the power of the federal government to destroy women's sports and push young children into highly experimental and dangerous sex change procedures. These are positions which the vast majority of American voters disagree with. And yet Democrats are rarely called out on it, getting a free pass from the media and even Republicans. We are committed to changing that," he added. "In the coming weeks, we will be making sure voters in Michigan and nationwide know the extreme agenda Joe Biden and Democrats want to impose on the country. And we are confident voters will reject that agenda in November." App is a Washington, D.C.-based group that holds to the principles of the founders and the Constitution.